does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's commit our time to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would speak through me. I pray that your people would receive your word. And I pray that ultimately you will receive glory. In your name I pray. Amen. What does it mean to be blessed? Being blessed does not just mean material prosperity. It means spiritual joy and stability that comes from having a right relationship with God. It doesn't mean life will always be easy or trouble-free. And think of Paul the Apostle. He was stoned, beaten, and persecuted in all sorts of ways for the gospel, and yet he still had the joy of the Lord and considered himself blessed. Let's look more closely at verse 1. When we do that, we see a progression of involvement in sin. First, there's walking, then standing, then sitting down. Firstly, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. The idea of walking is the idea of how you live your life. Walking in the counsel of the wicked is the idea of walking in step under the influence of worldly thinking and ungodly and unbiblical values. For example, the world is constantly pushing us to seek self-centered advice. What do I want? What is best for me? And what would make me happiest in the moment? Secondly, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners. Standing implies identifying with sinners. You're no longer just casually interested, but now you're standing still and paying close attention. This worldly thinking and these ungodly values are beginning to grab hold of your heart. Thirdly, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Sitting means settling down, belonging to, taking ownership. It means you are becoming something. Scoffers mock God's ways. And when you're sitting with scoffers, that doesn't just mean you have this friend group that goes to church that may not be converted. It means they are actively rejecting God, and they are no longer desiring to follow Christ. A scoffer shows a hardened heart, a person no longer passive towards God. They might have originally attended church or read their Bible sometimes because their families do, or pray sometimes, but now they are pridefully opposing God. We can see this progression in James chapter 1. Each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. One of the key points that I wanted to make is that the blessed person is always orienting themselves towards Christ. And it's always important to humble ourselves, because this downward progression that we see is actually in all of our hearts, without the grace of Christ. If it were not for God's grace toward us, we ourselves would be walking in the counsel of the wicked, and then standing in the way of sinners, and ultimately sitting in the seat of scoffers. Now in verse 2 it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Yes, there is an obligation on one part of God's people to read his word, but it also ought to be our delight. And on his law, he meditates day and night. Now, meditating is an ongoing reflection. It's slow, intentional thinking. You're not just reading, but you're understanding and you're applying what the word says. And it also involves things such as memorization and prayer and also discussion. The ungodly may listen to the word of the Lord, but they don't apply it to their lives. For example, someone can go to church, listen to Christian music, they can read their Bible from time to time, but their heart is not changed, and they don't deeply desire a relationship with God. But followers of Christ not only listen to the word of God, but also live it out in their day-to-day lives. James chapter 1, verses 22, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." And what does blessedness look like in verse 3? It says, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." Planted by streams of water means that this tree is continually nourished by the word and spirit. This tree produces fruit. The fruit of the spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And these are spiritual fruits that the Spirit of God really does produce in every one of his people. But I find the way this verse is written really reassuring. The tree yields its fruit in its season. There's timing involved. It says he yields its fruit in its season. The fruit doesn't come instantly, and it does not come all year round. There will be times in your life where you may not produce as much fruit as others. And it really shows that some seasons in life will be harder than others, and it may feel like we are not bearing fruit for God. It's important in times like this to remember where our fruit, our life, comes from. It says the tree is nourished by the water of the word. When it feels like we are not bearing fruit for God, we need to make sure we are planted in the word of God. That's our only source of life and power. And we always need to be looking to Christ. When it feels like we are not bearing fruit for God, we need to look to Christ, who has pleased God in every way and lived a perfect life, because we are unable to. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we would not drift off into this current influence that the world is trying to put under us. I pray that we would be nourished by your word, that we would be like trees planted by streams of water. I pray that our leaves would not wither, and in all that we do, prosper. And I pray that we would always seek good influence, Lord God, that you would place that in our hearts. And I pray that you would convict us if we are not doing so. In your name I pray. Amen.